Blog Talk Radio.
Of the service. They are the one back. I will use five and one back. We're gonna get it. You to check on them. Sometimes all of us just need to know that somebody cleans us up. Just to check on them. Amen. Sometimes we fall into that little rug. Just need to hear a comforting word. Just that I love you. I was thinking about you. I'm praying for you. Amen. We don't want that nation to be slipping in. Hey, God, Amen. I have been asked to do this. Those who have divided the people who listen to the book of Psalms.
God is
a refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, but let there be removed. Those mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. You will go down to verse 10. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And God will bless the doers of his word. I decide to stand. God is here. I'm so hungry. But
you
And some of us need to ask ourselves that question. You know, it's because you know your husband and your wife. You couldn't do it to see the goodness of God. Because we are in the name of Christ and saying that we are Christians, but we're not living Christ's life. There's a difference. If it's in the name of Christ all day long, that's where you'll be one of the ones who'll say, depart from me, you one of the other people. I know you not. All you need is call my name because you serve it and you know it, and I do. What does it mean? What does it mean to you? Who do you need to be to come? And the difference is when you can't do anything, you can't go to the right, you can't go to the left, you can't move forward, you can't even back up. In other words, you are failing. You can't do nothing, and when you can't do nothing, you have to depend on God. You have to black people and the ball of the yes, yes. The one who can't lock down in prison, when they were in prison, and they didn't have nothing else to do, they didn't have to have prostitution. What did they do? They were in prison and prison. And the doctor doesn't have to be in prison for anything, so we're being tested. But we don't have to climb out of the car. So we get on the top of it, all kinds of talking about it. Pray for me now, pray for your sin. God wants us to know how to operate in a stand still moment. The Bible says, I know how to be amazed and I know how to be proud. And I learned to be content at whatsoever state I'm in. That means no matter what I feel with what I'm going through, I know I can still give God praise because the Bible says rejoice and again I say rejoice. I know what the Bible says, God, that we are praying anyway. I know what the Bible says, God, that we are praying anyway.
When you master that,
thank God that all have all up. Because it is God who puts the exaltation. God exalts you. See, the enemy will trick you and make you think you can do it all by yourself. And you lift yourself up, put yourself on the level, and then there comes the enemy. And he'll come in and tear you down. And then you are ashamed. You don't want to come to church because you don't want folks to know you've lost everything that you think God gave you. That's how the enemy works. He tricks us. Make us think God don't care nothing about it. The devil is about it. You just read it the word. God hears. God. I'm going to stand still because I know He is. I rejoice when I see my brothers and sisters doing good. Moving forward in their transition, going from one level to the next. I rejoice in it. I'm happy for you. But right here, where I am, I know that the weekend, old Solomon said that I had to be way down. You see, he had to be way down. If he's here, he's thinking. So you know,
God, that we have the patience to wait on you.
that we have the strength to endure whatever we're in, whatever we're dealing with, whatever we're going through. I pray right now, God, that you put a Holy Ghost within us to teach us how to be able to stand against the enemy as we try to fight and conquer us. Because, God, we know that you gave us power over the enemy. Power to conquer.
Thank you.